And welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and Felicia Moy is here. Welcome.
Thank you.
You are a professor of violin at the UW-Madison. You're also, a former member of the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, that stellar ensemble that always plays without a conductor.
Yes, yes.
And do they still wear the white suits? Have you kept up with them?
It's been a while, actually, but they wear all kinds of things. I think the white suits were more for summer programs, but...
That would certainly be appropriate today. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of summer programs, you're participating in the Peninsula Music Festival. It's 59th season, which runs from August 2nd, that'll be next week, through the 20th, with all kinds of performers coming in from all kinds of places, playing all kinds of programs.
Yes, I'm really excited about the first concert. The opening concert is this Tuesday, where I'll be playing the Beethoven Triple with Wendy Warner and Winston Choi. And Victor Yampolsky is going to be conducting. And I'm very excited to work with him and to meet him because he studied with David Oistrakh violin.
One of the great violinists of the 20th century, David Oistrakh.
Who has always been just a hero of mine. And I love everything he's recorded. So I can't wait to pick his brain about that. He has an incredible history as well. If you go to the Peninsula Music Festival website, there's a series where he talks about how he got here from Russia. And it is worth taking the time to listen to that. Leonard Bernstein brought him here. He was principal second of Boston Symphony for many years, and he teaches at Northwestern. He's a conductor there. Northwestern. So I'm really excited to meet him and to play the Beethoven, and I'll also be playing Concertmaster all week with them.
Before we hear some of the Beethoven in a performance by another trio, question about exactly where these events take place. Is it in various venues during the course of that couple of weeks?
Or? No, just in Fish Creek.
It's all in Fish Creek?
Yes.
And all in one place in Fish Creek?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I didn't. I'll know when I get there. It's my first summer.
All right. But if you get lost in downtown Fish Creek and you can't find the venue, then ask for directions.
I think it would be hard to miss, from what I understand.
Well, let's hear the second movement of that Beethoven triple, which is always fascinating because it literally is a concerto for three soloists and orchestra, which in Beethoven's time would have been quite unusual, the sort of thing you'd expect of a Baroque composer. But
yes,
this is a big, larger-than-life concerto.
Yes.
And we'll hear the second movement of the three in a performance featuring Ulf Hölscher as your counterpart, the violinist.
Yes.
And Heinrich Schiff is the cellist, and we'll also hear the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, and I shouldn't leave out pianist Christian Zacharias. Exciting there. It's about to get even more exciting, but unfortunately we don't have time for the finale of the Beethoven Triple, but there it was. That was the second of the three movements in a performance from about 20 years ago featuring Christian Zacharias, and he was the pianist. The violinist was Ulf Hölscher, the cellist Heinrich Schiff, with Kurt Mazur leading the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. That's one of the pieces that's going to be on, it's the first program, isn't it, Felicia?
Yes, on the first program.
Peninsula Music Festival, that'll be on this Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock.
Yes, also the Mendelssohn Scottish Symphony will be on that program as well.
And the festival goes all the way through August 20th. What do you feel like? How do you react when you hear a recording like that and you know you're going to be the violinist on Tuesday night?
If I think too much about it, I'll get nervous, I guess. But I know that ours will be probably very different. I've never played it with Wendy or with Winston, who will be my cohorts. So I love the spontaneity of it. And coming into that, we have to be very flexible. And from what I've heard of Wendy and Winston, I know we should get along very well. She's a fabulous cellist who won the Rostropovich International Competition, and she's wonderful, Winston as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing what will develop.
You always wonder a little bit, at least as an audience member, I wonder a little bit about how well those performers really get along, especially if it's, you know, two or three soloists working together. It can be hard to tell, except in the most dire situations, I guess.
Yes, that's part of being a professional. You're supposed to never know. We're supposed to look like we're having a good time. Usually, I mean, I've never really been in a situation that's been unpleasant that way, but I do know those who have.
The stories are legion.
Yes.
What about the orchestra for the Peninsula Music Festival? Is it also comprised of people from outside, mostly?
Yes, from mostly a lot of people from Chicago. But I looked at the roster. I mean, there's people from Miami, from California, from everywhere. And from what I understand, it's very much a family-type atmosphere. It's a festival everybody looks forward to all year because it's so beautiful and the level is so very high. And from what I hear, they're fed very well, and they have great parties. That's how they get people to come back every year.
So I gather in the course of 59 years, some of these people have been coming back for a number of years and are very familiar with each other.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting them all. I actually looked through the roster, and I only know a couple of people, which is rare, but I look forward to meeting them.
But this is your
my first summer,
yeah,
yes.
So that would explain it. Well, you mentioned the Scottish Symphony of Mendelssohn, which is certainly one of those symphonies that's aptly named. Sometimes the name, like in Haydn's case, is often just arbitrary.
It whimsical. Was arbitrary, but at the time I know that,
In the case of the Scottish, though, there is good reason. Mendelssohn made a trip to Scotland and was very influenced by the landscape and the music, too.
Absolutely.
Some of that comes through in the second movement of that Symphony No. 3 in A minor, the Scottish of Mendelssohn. Here it is from the Berlin Philharmonic with James Levine conducting. Second movement of Felix Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, and suitably marked vivace. We heard the Berlin Philharmonic there, James Levine conducting, and that's one of the works that's on the action-packed opening concert, isn't it, of the Peninsula Music Festival. That's this Tuesday night.
Yes.
Along with the Beethoven Triple, the Overture to Nabucco, always a crowd pleaser, that's Verdi. And with me for this, the balance of this half hour is violinist Felicia Moy. She's performing with the Peninsula Music Festival for the first time. She's also professor of violin at the UW-Madison and an alumna of the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, whose CDs we play many times. They've been around for, well, I saw them back in the 80s, so they must go back 30 years.
Oh, at least, yeah. They formed together. They were all students at Juilliard. A generation before me. And so, yeah, they've been together for at least 30 years.
That must be about the biggest ensemble around that performs without a conductor.
Yes.
And yes. You can do that, I'm told, only if you have a high level of ability and professionalism among the members.
Absolutely. There were problems at times, but usually then they weren't asked back, the problems.
Well, there is that, isn't there?
Yes, there is
that.
But no, I mean, it was a very exciting time to play with that group, yes.
And it's actually, you were telling me, Felicia, the Orpheus connection that brought you to Wisconsin in the first place.
Absolutely. I met David Perry, who is also professor of violin at UW, and we toured both as chamber musicians. We did a chamber music tour all over Europe, and I played the Mendelssohn Octet with David Perry. You were just talking.
Yeah,
you heard them play that here.
What a treat that would be.
Yeah. Oh, we had so much fun, and we got along very well. And we did many subsequent tours through the years where we'd meet up. And, unfortunately, when Professor Manoogian had passed away, he called me from Aspen. I had just been in Canada teaching at the Glenn Gould School at the Royal Conservatory, and it hadn't gone too well. Just Canada was a problem. So okay, I was going to take a year off, and he called me, and so here I am, thanks to David Perry.
Do you think you'll ever be playing with Orpheus again, or are you kind of out of that loop?
Well, I'm not really out of the loop. I'm a little... I'd prefer my students now play with them. I have had about three students move on and play with them now.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so I'm very proud of them, I must say.
Well, this is you with Orpheus back in somewhere around 1987, I guess.
Yes.
In the performance of the Tchaikovsky Serenade in C. This is the, you know, Tchaikovsky was a sucker for a waltz.
Yes.
Put them in places you wouldn't expect them, symphonies and serenades and other places, mm-hmm. operas, of course. So here's the second movement, the waltz from the Serenade in C of Tchaikovsky with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, including violinist Felicia Moy. Second movement, the waltz from Tchaikovsky's Serenade in C for Strings, Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, back around 1987, including a violinist named Felicia Moy, who's with us, has been with us for the last half hour of the midday, and she's participating for the first time in the Peninsula Music Festival, which runs August 2nd, that's Tuesday night, through the 20th in its 59th season, and you remember that website address offhand, Felicia?
No, I Googled it. And I'm sorry, I didn't bring that with me.
Well, stay right there for just a second.
Yes.
And it looks like it's just musicfestival.org.
Oh.
So try that. Otherwise, if you Google Peninsula
Music Festival, Door County, Wisconsin, yeah, it comes right up.
You'll find it quickly.
And as I said, you should go look through the website and listen to everything. It's fascinating.
And before we get to the quiz question, I should mention, just for contrast, you've got a couple of other concerts toward the end. I mean, you're playing in the Beethoven Triple and some other really heavy-duty but wonderful, enjoyable pieces of classical music. But toward the end of the festival...
The end of the week,
end of the week, yeah. I mean, that's right. I don't even have the whole festival list here. You're doing selections from Fiddler on the Roof, and you're the fiddler?
Yes, I will be.
That would be inevitable, wouldn't it? Oklahoma, Schindler's List, Star Wars, all represented, and they have prominent violin parts.
All of them have lots of prominent violin solos. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you.
At the University of Wisconsin.
Thank you.
You've been
excited
with us how long now? Not
this
very.
Is going to be starting officially my fourth year.
Oh, is it that
yes.
long?
All yes.
right. Well, then we have some catching up to do.
Yes. Thank
well,
you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.